This is a Federal News Network podcast.
The Pentagon has just released its fourth request for prototypes as part of its strategy to prove out 5G technologies for military use. This one focuses on how 5G might be able to share parts of the electromagnetic spectrum with existing military equipment. Sal Dietrich is chairman of the National Spectrum Consortium, the body that's managing DoD's 5G other transaction agreements. He spoke with Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
Spectrum, as you might know, is a natural resource. It's critical to fueling our commercial wireless economy. It's critical to the Department of Defense in their mission to communicate and project weapon systems around the world. In the United States, that spectrum is held by traditionally commercial carriers or private entities, and then allocated to the Department of Defense and federal agencies. What we're trying to do is look at ways that those two powerful entities can come together to share the spectrum to both fuel our national economy as well as enable new capabilities for the warfighter as we look out into the future. So this particular RPP looks at sharing spectrum, wireless airwaves in what's called the mid-band spectrum. And the mid-band spectrum, I might refer to as sort of Goldilocks spectrum, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's got the perfect propagation range. It's good for indoor, it's good for outdoor. And if you look at 5G technology, 5G is rolling out around the world in both millimeter wave, which is in the upper spectrum, but in this critical mid-band spectrum. And in the United States, the mid-band spectrum is encumbered by military assets. The military incumbent is there and has been for decades. So this particular RPP looks at opening up that spectrum in the mid-band, and it builds upon, if you will, or I would say augments earlier FCC regulations, which first opened up spectrum sharing in the mid-band using a technology called the Spectrum Access System in something called the CBRS spectrum. So this is another opportunity at looking at opening up the mid-band spectrum for shared use between military and commercial users.
Can you give us a sense of how mature we think existing technologies to do this kind of spectrum sharing are? I mean, how much of this is going to be new invention versus figuring out processes to make things work well?
Well, that's a great question. Over the past 5 years, through an incredible collaboration between the Department of Defense, the FCC, NTIA, the military and commercial stakeholders, have come together to create a standard and actually enable the launch of commercial products for spectrum sharing in mid-band spectrum. I referred to this earlier as CBRS, but this is an ecosystem of over 30 commercial OEMs who are offering 4G services and soon 5G services in military spectrum, in mid-band spectrum. And the FCC approved these spectrum access administrators late last year, and this system is already rolled out commercially in portions of the mid-band spectrum. So if we look at this opportunity at Hill Air Force Base, which again is looking at a different slice of that mid-band spectrum, this really can build upon the earlier FCC commercialization efforts. But it takes on a new radar and new challenges as we look at this domain that are something the National Spectrum Consortium, through its innovators, its non-traditional Silicon Valley-like companies, can come together with DoD to tackle this problem and try and open up more of this critical spectrum.
Yeah, so it sounds like there's kind of two things going on here. One is, if you guys crack this nut at Hill Air Force Base, you figure out how to use 5G for military purposes at that location without interfering with military equipment. But then if it works, potentially you use the same approaches and technologies to enable the use of that same spectrum, that same military allocated spectrum, for commercial uses nationwide. Is that about right?
That's right. The spectrum allocation is nationwide. And so the opportunity at Hill to demonstrate, build proofs of concept to share spectrum with this particular military incumbent can be scaled across the country. And it's critical also as we look at our 5G ecosystem. Last year, the Defense Innovation Board published a report calling for the Department of Defense to look at new innovative ways to share mid-band spectrum. And this effort follows up on that recommendation and builds upon it.
Is it really just that industry needs more spectrum to make 5G work in the way that industry wants to? Or is it more of a matter of, as you said, this being an ideal part of the radio frequency spectrum to run a 5G network?
Globally, 5G systems are being built out in this band. And so for suppliers, both US and as well as overseas, it's critical that the United States find a way to open up this mid-band spectrum as we look to continue to advance and roll out 5G. I would also say for the Department of Defense, it's a great opportunity to leverage shared spectrum among their own entities and to do that in a way that has never been done before. Spectrum is traditionally assigned. It's not an automated process in many cases. And what this type of prototype is doing by bringing a fresh approach, looking at how spectrum might work in the cloud, for example, with scalabilities and the response times of cloud technologies, for example, or just opportunities for DoD to share amongst its systems is going to create greater opportunities as we look to the warfighter in the field, having spectrum flexibility, having faster response times to situations where spectrum is interfered with, where there are challenges posed by enemies to a spectrum environment. So it's not just an opportunity for the commercial industry to get access to more spectrum. It's actually an opportunity for the Department of Defense to look at innovation and upgrading of its current spectrum policies and practices.
So that's super interesting. And this is really more a question for the FCC, I guess, but is the regulatory framework ready to move to some hypothetical future world where we have dynamically allocated spectrum? I mean, have any other regulators around the world started looking at that?
Well, as I mentioned, the FCC late last year did approve the use of shared spectrum in the portion of the mid-band spectrum we've been discussing, the sort of 3 to 4 gigahertz range. So there are commercial deployments already in the United States, and there are commercial equipment manufacturers, commercial providers who are leveraging shared spectrum with military assets. So it's a proven technology. It's FCC implemented here in the United States. If we look globally, this was a U.S. innovation, but other countries are looking at what we've done here in this so-called CBRS band. The United Kingdom is looking at some shared spectrum initiatives through rural connected communities initiatives. In Asia, folks are looking at shared spectrum. In Europe, folks are taking a hard look at what's been done in the United States. But clearly, we're a pioneer and an innovator in this shared spectrum wireless technology.
Sal Dietry is chairman of the National Spectrum Consortium, speaking with Federal News Network's Jared Serbu. Check out Jared's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.